We sang a Pete Seeger song this morning, written by David Millett. Pete Seeger's done it, Arlo Guthrie's done it, John Denver's done it, the Muppets have done it, I've done it. It's pretty endless. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row. Someone, please, bless these seeds I sow. Someone, keep them safe below till the rain comes tumbling down. It's a good metaphor for this year, for the last few years, because we have planted a garden and we've watched it grow, one inch at a time, one row at a time, one remodel at a time, one strengthening at a time, one committee at a time. A beautiful congregation. Every plant so very different. And yet, like in the children's story, your colors make a marvelous bouquet. May we continue to grow together year after year, inch by inch, one row at a time. May we find the rainbows that connect us. May we weather the storms. May we always be the lovers and the dreamers, the planters and the harvesters. And may we be the safe soil where everyone can grow. Today you've brought plants from home, beautiful and living and green. May those plants be a reminder to each of you that you are not alone. That no matter who you are, no matter where you've come from, no matter what you've done wrong this year or done right this year, no matter how much or how little you have or don't have, you're not alone. May the plants remind you each time you see them that you are part of a far greater garden of love and support and growth. And may they bless you. And now, in the words of Dr. Norbert Chapek, the founder of Flower Communion, I bless them, these flowers and plants which we have brought to share with one another. Infinite Spirit of Life, we ask thy blessing on these, thy messengers of fellowship and love. May they remind us, amid diversities of knowledge and of gifts, to be one in desire and affection and devotion to thy greater will. May they also remind us of the value of comradeship, of doing and sharing alike. May we cherish friendship as one of the most precious gifts. May we not let awareness of one another's talents discourage us or sully our relationships. But may we realize that whatever we can do, great or small, the efforts of all of us are needed to do thy work in this world. It's time for us to share in communion with one another. And I ask that each of you in turn approach our chancel table here today. Do it reverently, with a sense of how important this is, with a sense of how important it is that we face our world and one another with honor and gentleness and justice and love. When you come to the table, select any flower or plant, cut or potted, any one but the one you've brought. Take what appeals to you. Take the time to really see it. Note its shape and its beauty. Handle it carefully and with joy. It's a gift that someone else has brought just to you, and it represents their unique being and their choice and deserves your kindest touch just as they do. So I'm going to start with this group over here this time because I'm always prejudicial. I always start over here. So this time I'm going to start with this group. And if you would, go ahead. If you would, come up and choose your flower and just go back to your seats once you've picked your plant.
The Flower Communion music is included in the full service recording located in the members only section of the website.
In the name of Providence, which implants the seed of the future in the tree, and in the hearts of humanity the longing for people to hold dear, in the name of the highest spirit of life, in the name of humanity, in the name in which we move and which makes family of us all, in the names of the sages and the great religious leaders who sacrificed their lives to hasten the coming of peace and justice, let us renew our resolution to live and work and play and worship together, regardless of any kind of bar or difference which estranges us one from another. In this holy resolution, may we be strengthened, knowing that we are indeed one people, one bouquet, one spirit of love, and trying ever more for a better and more joyful life together. Amen.